that again, so it's, yeah. But it's all good. So, here we are.
What the hell is that?
What?
What the... What in God's name?
What is
what
that?
The hell is going on here?
Ah!
What is it?
Fuck, Jake!
Oh my God! What is happening in the studio?
Derek, what the hell?
I don't know! It's friggin'...
Hey, bro.
Nick Cage!
I'm sorry. I was just... I was on my calendar, and I saw I was booked on the show here today, was it?
Booked on the show? So you...
Dude, my head is, like, on fire. Why are you screaming?
So you destroy my studio?
Well,
the mess.
I just figured you guys were recording, and I didn't want to be, like, so parochial about it by just coming in, opening the door like that.
Why didn't you knock on the window?
Again.
Knock on the window!
Again, if you stop being such an a-hole, alright, Groovy Ghoulie, what I'm trying to tell you is, I didn't want to be parochial about it and just start knocking on the door like this. And interrupt everything. So I figured let me just tunnel through and then get to the business of being on your show.
Okay, wow.
Whoa,
okay.
Baby. Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That hole is huge.
Okay, look.
Look, you can patch it up. It's not a big deal. Just get the plastic and just cover it over, all right?
All right, look, everybody...
I just wanted to let you know, things happen, all right? Like my new film, this coming November, is based on a true story.
You're going to plug a film after this?
Brown. It's based on a true story about an Alaskan state trooper, that's me, Jack Halcombe, who partners with a young woman who escapes the clutches of a groovy serial killer named Robert Hansen to bring the murderer to justice, all right?
Well, thanks for that. I'm sure the internet
the
will go
wanna
see
know
it.
What Cage is up to, because the Cage is back, baby.
Okay, all right, everybody.
Cage is back!
You're, where did you go?
Huh?
How are you back? Where did you go?
I'm back.
Okay,
LA,
he's back.
Yeah.
The Cage has been uncaged.
He has been uncaged. Okay, let's all
Los
take it
Angeles.
Down. I'm sure I could patch up that huge gaping hole in the back of the studio.
It's a big deal.
It's a very big deal, but that's
it's not...
not
a big deal. There's a very easy way to fix it, all right? Here's what we're gonna do. Me and Big Joe McGinnis are gonna skim a newspaper from Mickey Specs, then we're gonna enter the Brinks Depot. At that point, Crater, that's you, Derek, and Filet of Soul, that's you, Phil, you're gonna take the locks out with an ice pick and the inner door with a piece of plastic. At that time, Asian Chicken Salad and Fat Slob will remove the cylinders from the five locks one at a time so that Greensleeves could make duplicate keys for us at the local Lowe's.
Why Lowe's?
I hate Home Depot. Anyway, once this is done, Pico Pico and Purple Bonnie will recruit seven other men for the next phase.
What?
Wait,
your plans have phases?
Well, yeah, it doesn't all happen in one shot, Piccadilly.
All right, I don't understand.
I'm so confused.
I could just...
What?
Just follow my lead.
You know what? Right. Look, I'm going to take it to a mechanic. Not the point. Well, look, I...
Mechanic will rip you off, a-hole!
Okay, let's calm down. Let's take down the energy a little bit. I guess, well, since you're here, we're going to go ahead and do the show.
I thought I was scheduled. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little confused as to...
Why are you confused? You're the host of the show.
Yes.
An absolute nincompoop.
Okay, well, that's hurtful, but... seeing as how I am the host of the show, I would think I would know if you were booked to come on.
Right.
So that's why...
I want to check with your agent next time, alright?
We've been contacting your people, but not getting much of a response.
Apparently people are calling my agent all the time. I don't know what's going on with that, but listen, I'm...
Yeah, baby.
What was that?
I have a song, man. I have a song in my head. The song is in my blood!
That's beside the point. I don't understand
it's
how
a
song...
It's not beside the point. It very well is the point, DB. All right? Here's what I did. I actually brought a CD. I forwarded it over to you guys. You should have received it.
Well, I mean, I know I have a CD around here somewhere. I think Phil
just
put it in.
Play. I'm sure it's set up. It's a song I wrote.
A song you wrote?
Put it on!
All right. Jesus. All right. Let me cue it up on the studio radio here.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay.
Creepy crawly. Get set. Shut up. Make way, because the Cage is back. Cage is back, baby! I play a Alaskan storm trooper. One for the money, two for the show. Take it!
Wow.
And it's time for the show, bro!
Yeah,
the podcast. Respect the Cage! Respect the Cage. I'm on a podcast. What's it called? Check it. It's called Breaking Banachek. It's called Breaking Banachek. And lights out! It's over! Say wait for the Cage is back! Lights out! Oh, it's over! And I want him to take his face off! It's one of my songs that I wrote.
Okay, well, that was interesting.
I
really...
It's on the Billboard charts very soon, baby!
Okay, well, I like to thank you for all the promotion and the song that you wrote for the show.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, wow. You are very aggressive.
No, I'm not. You're just a big ass.
All right, listen,
My name
Nick.
Is Nicholas Kim Coppola, all right? That was my original name.
Your middle name is Kim?
Shut up. I changed it to Nicolas Cage to make a name for myself. How about maybe I just cause a whole bunch of scabs to appear on you from me digging my knife into your flesh?
Okay, no, we're not gonna do that, and...
We're not gonna do it, because I'm in control, baby.
No. But wait a minute, did you just say that you were going to stab me, then retract it, then wait for it to heal so it causes a scab? That was your threat? That is the most amazing threat I've ever heard. I actually really like that.
Otherwise known as Nirvana.
That's known as Nirvana?
Otherwise.
Okay, it's otherwise known as Nirvana, not regularly. Look, Nick,
Do you have any questions?
I've got so many questions for you right now.
I bring a plug with me. I bring The Frozen Ground, which is based on a true story about an Alaskan state trooper. That's me, Jack Halcombe, who punished the young woman who escapes the clutch of a serial killer, Robin Hanson, and brings the murder to justice.
All right, you know what? I do have a few questions.
As well as a song that I brought, that I wrote, that's now on the Billboard charts, and some plans, man. Some plans.
Some
groovy,
plans.
Groovy, ghouly plans, baby.
Look, I'm sure you've got big plans, okay? I don't know...
What happened, too, because I know what I'm doing. Gone in 60 seconds.
Yes. Okay. I don't understand half of what you're saying, but I do have some questions. First of all, whatever. Let's just do an interview. So, I noticed that recently, over the past 10 years or so, your career has sort of taken a different turn. I've noticed that there's been a lot of more higher budget, I guess you could say. I think they were higher budget Hollywood films,
yeah,
Next and
absolutely.
Knowing, stuff like that. But
absolutely.
There seems to be a lot of repetition.
When you're a star like me, you, hence thereof, get comfortable in a certain way of being with a part.
Okay, that doesn't answer the question I was going to ask, but...
I got Johnny Depp started in acting. I got him started.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah,
he actually did get Johnny Depp started in acting, but that has nothing to do
Johnny with... Depp's former wife, Laurie Ann Wilson, which is then Laurie A. Depp, but it's his former wife, so
okay.
He just went back to Allison, Laurie Ann Allison, and I basically introduced...
That's the same name?
He introduced to me, Nicolas Cage.
Hmm. Okay.
Johnny Depp made his film debut in Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984, and then he shot to stardom, baby! When he replaced Jeff Yeager in the role of undercover cop Tommy Hansen in the popular TV series 21 Jump Street. Excuse me, I'm the one quoting the films!
Well...
And the shows!
Alright, watch that hand, because your hand
uncaged.
Motions are starting to just get uncaged.
I don't like a-holes ever!
Okay, wow.
And you are a big b-hole!
Alright, why do you keep saying that about me? I don't understand what the objective is of just breaking into my studio.
Wanna fight?
No, I don't wanna
then
fight.
Then shut your gaping pie hole.
Okay, Nick Cage,
yes.
You have got to cage yourself a little bit here. Alright, you're too uncaged. Let's all just calm down. I got some more questions.
I have a really good stress technique, all right?
All right, what's
you just
that?
Say the ABCs all together, ready?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I,
then J, then K, L, M, come on, L, M, N, O, P, there's a Q, there's an R, there's an S, I believe there's a T, a U, and a V, an X, a Y, and a Z!
X.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. Go ahead, next question.
Okay,
stress relief.
Well, anyway, I know that just recently some of your work just hasn't gotten as much critical acclaim as you did in earlier days.
That was
I mean,
that was my whole plan from the beginning.
Your plan was to get less critical acclaim.
Right, I don't want any critics acclaiming me.
But I do feel like Cage films, like people, that when they find out that you're in a film, they want to see it just because of you.
Yeah.
Like, you're a draw now. You are a draw just you.
I'm a draw because of the planning. It's all about the planning.
The planning?
What planning?
The planning of my films. What don't you understand?
I don't understand what the plan is. Like, I don't know.
You don't understand? It means you're confused?
Yes.
All right, here's what we're gonna do.
If the gang decides to wait for the optimal time for their move, Pico Pico will study the bus schedules and will then be able to determine what the cleaning staff is doing based on when the lights in the building are on. O'Keefe and Gisora will then be absconded with the plans for the fire alarms. Our entire gang will then re-enter the building on practice runs after the staff has left for the day. Bob Costas, not the real Bob Costas, but an incredible simulation, will have monitored the depot from a room of a tenement building across the street. Prince Street, that is, from the Brinks building. I will erect a poster of a crowded Prince Street that I got from the gift shop and will work behind the scenes from there. By the time we act, the gang would have trained for 2 years.
What?
No, I got it.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right, could you maybe just run it back to me later?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe when we actually do it, you can lead the obscure behemoth to its proper destination.
Obscure behemoth.
That would be you, fat boy.
Okay, wow. All right, Nick Cage, you are starting to royally piss me off.
Yeah, well, now, whatever, man.
Big hole in the car to start with.
How does it feel to have your own zip code? Ow!
How does it feel to have been in Sorcerer's Apprentice? Oh!
Or Spirit of Vengeance.
Not bad, actually. Those are two very,
or
very
the
good
last
films.
20 movies you did.
You want to fight?
No, I don't want to fight. You know what, Cage? I don't need this, okay? I'm having a really rough time. Whew. I got a lot going on. My job is pissing me off. My house is pissing me off. Phil, you're pissing me off.
What?
You're always pissing me off. I'm sorry. That's so mean. You're not really
anything.
Pissing me off. It's just he's got me in my head now, and I'm all mad. And
did you say your job is pissing you off?
Yes, I did.
Well, here's what we're going to do.
Oh, Jesus.
On January 17, 2014, after 6 aborted attempts, we will have decided to tunnel through the parking lot of your job. We'll ascend to the surface 100 feet from the main security booth north. After we ascend, we show them our phony work IDs, enter the building right as rain, travel 50 groovy feet into the bathroom, and tunnel back down into the boiler room. And of course, the whole time we're digging, we're doing it from behind a poster from the gift shop of a crowded hallway of the bathroom entrance. And once we get to the boiler, we're gonna steal the boiler. Put up a poster of the boiler room from the gift shop and work behind the scenes from there. You will cease to have a problem, Groovy Ghouly.
Steal the broiler.
Wait, how does
no,
that help?
No, we're not gonna steal the broiler. We're gonna steal the boiler.
Steal the boiler. Excuse me.
No problem.
I'm so just heated right now.
Well,
by all this.
What you get from being an a-hole?
Oh my God! You know this is a very odd situation. I'm sorry. What? This is what? Beyond a doubt.
It's
you know what?
Yes. Out.
Who talks like that?
The cage what? Does, man.
Yeah, I'm apparently...
Make way, because the cage is
whoa,
back!
Whoa,
all right, stop saying you're back!
He's getting really pushy, man.
Yeah, I know, he's getting extremely pushy. You know,
you
I love...
Fight?
You know what? No, I don't want to fight you, okay?
His head's gonna explode at a ball of fire. He's gonna shoot fire at you.
What are you doing? He's throwing stuff at me.
There's a bottle of water back here. Put some water on my hand. I flick the water at you.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Me. You're afraid of water?
What are you, in sixth grade?
You want to fight? I'll
you know
fight
what?
You.
All
I'll
right.
take your face off.
You know what? Calm you down. Asked for this,
whoa.
Okay?
Let's go.
Let's
hey.
Go.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
Break it up, guys.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Break
it up,
Cage. Come on.
Oh.
Wait a minute. What?
That's mine.
What is that?
That's mine.
Wait, hold on. I got this. What is this here?
That's my MP3.
MP3?
It's the actual file.
It just fell right out of your pocket.
What is an MP3
of? My property back, please.
No.
No. You know what? What
yes.
is that?
You want to fight?
Are you kidding?
No.
What else do you have in there? Phil, cue that up right now.
No,
do not cue that up so that everyone can hear it. Do not, whatever you do, do that.
Don't, okay, so you're saying don't cue it up and play it loudly.
Right.
Phil, please cue that up and play it very loudly
listen,
right now.
Listen, hey.
All right, here we go. Let's see what's on here. Here we go.
Hello, and welcome to a podcast that was taken away from Derek Badacek because he was too dumb to see it coming. Here he is, the man whose movies have box office gold written all over them, even The Sorcerer's Apprentice and The Knowing. The nephew of Francis Ford Coppola, the guy that jump-started Johnny Depp's movie career, the man with a plan. The greatest actor of all time, Nicolas Cage.
Son of a...
That's my line!
Nah, it's my line now. I think everybody's stealing each other's lines today. That seems to be the theme of the day there, Cage.
Look,
oh, man. Wow.
Look, you know what?
One with Queen's idea. All right, he led me to a diner. He told me he wasn't recording a conversation. And then I hear it on a podcast.
Look, first rule of the podcast world is you don't take any advice from a queen, okay? Second rule of the podcast world is that you don't take any advice from a queen.
Wait a minute, how did you get the exact same intro?
Okay, listen.
How'd you do that?
Here's what I did. Oh, God. I had already decided that stealing the show was favorable, so I figured we'd just don some clothing similar to that of Derek and Phil, and navy pea coats and chauffeur caps, along with some rubber Halloween masks, gloves, rubber-soled shoes, while Pico Pico and Groovy Ghouli would sit in the getaway car with seven men that I didn't know for my own protection, that we would enter the gift shop, buy a poster at the second floor of the building, take out the elevator up to 65 Floral Lane at exactly 6:55 p.m., and with their copied keys, they go onto the second floor through the locked doors and surprise, bound, and gag five security guards who were storing and counting money. Then he failed to open the box to the payroll of the General Electric Company, but scoop up everything else. That's the whole story.
Oh. Well, thanks for clearing that up.
Wait, no problem. That's how you got an intro exactly like ours?
Yes, that's exactly how he got the intro exactly like ours, apparently.
No, that's not how I got the intro. I just went on Google.com and Googled how do I get an intro like David Banachek.
Did you just call me David Banachek?
Yeah, because of copyright. I can't say David.
Oh, okay. You can't say my name on my own show that has my name.
I want to steal the show, man.
Yeah, right? Why did you want
because
to steal the show?
Because of a spider in my house, all right?
All right, you're definitely going to have to explain that.
Yeah, I know.
Because of a spider in your house, you wanted to steal the show.
I tried to do everything I could to get this spider to die. I bought spray. I bought a shoe. I bought things to...
You bought a shoe? You bought one shoe?
To stamp it out at the thrift store.
Okay. I would just use one of my own shoes, but okay, yeah, your way is good too.
When you're dealing with Italian leather from alligators in Wyoming to make my boots, you don't just take one of them and stamp out a spider.
They're Italian alligators from Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay.
They imported. So I'm trying everything I can do to get the spider. I finally get him down on the ground. I start choking him, and I'm like, die, die, why don't you just die?
Whoa.
Finally, it starts choking and looking at me like, you coward. And I'm like, listen, you're a groovy spider. I really like you, bro, but you're freaking me out. Every time I want to take a shower, there it is, the size of a quarter, looking at me. I'm looking at him. He's shooting all his jute webbing at me like it's some kind of like fairy tale land. I hear Breaking Bad a check. My neighbor has it on. Sylvester Stallone lives next door to me, and he was playing Episode 13 with this guy McQueen, and all of a sudden the spider ups and dies after listening to McQueen. So I knew McQueen had something in the voice that commands clock.
Okay, first of all, stop emoting, okay? We're done with emoting. Let's not emote so much.
Emote!
And McQueen killed the spider with his voice?
There's something in his voice that commands clock, yeah.
It commands clock?
Right.
Okay. You know, that actually isn't hard to believe, and I'm not sure why, but...
Well, don't
you
understand?
Don't even... Look, how...
It commands clock.
Okay, how did you plan to just steal this show to kill spiders? How do you do something like that? I don't understand.
I figured if McQueen has something in his voice to command clock, then I should...
I don't know what that means!
Clock.
Command clock.
His voice commands clock.
Okay.
It's not command clock. It commands...
I can't ask you what something means and then you say it again. That doesn't help me.
The word clock, I don't know where you've been for the last 27 years, maybe living under a rock or a cliff or a big leaf. How much do you weigh now? 1,000 pounds!
All right, listen.
I just need to tell you what clock means. I'm under contract.
Okay. You're under contract to tell me what clock means?
Well, first I'm under contract to tell you about my new movie coming out in November 2013. My new film is called The Frozen Ground, and it's based on a true story about Alaskan State Trooper, that's me, Jack Holcomb, who partners with a young woman who escapes the clutches of serial killer Robin Hanson to bring the groovy murderer to justice, based on actual events. The word clock, second contractual obligation for doing bad grand heel. Show?
I'm sorry, what show?
I was gargling.
Okay.
Well, people say my breath smells a little bit. The word clock actually means death being brought on to a spider by verbiage.
I'm not going to ask you where you got that definition, because I already know.
Dictionary conspiracy,
baby. Oh, God, no.
Where have you been? Living under a bus? Too bad it didn't end your pathetic life.
That is a really mean thing to say.
Well, fight me.
Yep. Look who's talking, Mr. Oh, look, I'm Coppola's nephew, but I'm not going to use his...
John Travolta, who played with me in the movie Face Off.
What movie?
Face Off.
Face Off?
Face Off.
It's all coming off.
That man does not get any any more drugs. That was my line. I wrote that line.
Actually, that wasn't... Well, okay, you wrote the line.
Right.
Because that wasn't your line in the movie.
You know...
Hey, stop eating. Go ahead, Phil.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You were talking about how the spider, you had to get the spider killed.
Yeah.
I thought I saw a bee here in the studio earlier. Aren't you allergic?
Oh, no.
How are you going to get rid of that bee?
No, no. Not the spiders! No! 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 Not the spiders! No, not the spiders!
We had... Hold him down! But hold him down!
I'm sweating! Look, just... He's put on nervous sweats!
All right, wait a minute. Okay, oh, hold geez. Him down! Just stop!
This is far from groovy, bro!
All right.
I thought you were allergic to bees.
No, that was the Wicker Man remake.
Oh, no, I am allergic to bees. Oh, spiders are all right.
Wait.
Are you kidding me?
What is going on?
He hatched this entire plot... To get rid of a thing he's not allergic to.
I'm not allergic to it for one simple reason, man.
What's
it
that?
It was planned.
Oh, God. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right,
this isn't
listen,
making any
I
sense.
I want to clear it up for you. So here's what we're going to do. Some robbers I know will leave their apartments at 7:49 p.m. next Thursday. They'll have taken money and four revolvers from their day job supervisors. We break in, rapidly count the loot from behind a poster from the gift shop at the front desk where the loot is, give everyone their cut, and agree not to touch the rest for 6 years, after which the statute of limitations would have expired. The robbers will then be forced to scatter her to establish her alibis, and we keep the money.
You know, that's the first one that actually sounded like a plan, but why don't you just take the money?
You need a plan, all right? You unplanning thing.
I think planning is the key.
No, plan...
No, it's not the key. It's the duplicate made from the key.
It's not the original key.
I'm dealing with a bunch of amateurs.
You replaced the key with a poster from the gift shop.
Exactly, while you're making the key.
Well, you can't tell the difference.
Well, absolutely.
With the poster.
Yeah,
because
I know, right?
It's like, oh, it's something's there, but really behind the scenes of the poster, we're at work.
Okay.
I'm going to steal this.
What are you gonna steal?
Huh?
What?
Oh, did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
I have a tendency to want things that other people own. It's called stealing.
Yeah, I know what that's called.
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yo, you're gonna...
I thought you did.
I'm gonna steal it again. The thrill is there, man. It's groovy.
It's all... So are you saying that you steal all for the high of it? You sort of steal for the rush?
No,
it's like a kleptomania thing? You stare very close to the ground.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. All right, you know what?
What?
Here's what we're going to do.
Wait a second. That's my line.
Shh.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to kidnap the President of the United States.
Okay. Listen, we're not going to do that. For the love of God, Internet, we're not going to do that.
We're going to get arrested.
Okay, listen.
How about this? We're going to steal the Gutenberg Bible.
The Gutenberg Bible?
Give it back to its original owner, Steve Gutenberg, because as you know... Actors, or maybe you wouldn't know this, but actors stay very, very local to each other, all right? We have each other's backs, groovy.
All right, dude, this is getting, wow. Okay, here's what
Listen, Derek Badacek, whatever you want to call yourself.
Oh, my God! What is the matter with you?
Damn.
Why are you throwing a bottle of water at me?
Because you're on fire.
Oh, man. Well,
you're on fire, groovy, grooly.
That sounds kind of like a compliment.
And you're a little bit of a drool.
All right, listen. Here's what we're gonna do. Stop. We're gonna do a little segment we do called plugs.
They're not here.
What do you mean they're not here?
I don't know, I can't find it. It's always, the plugs have always been right here. They're gone.
Yeah, they're always right there because that's where we leave them. Where did they go? What do you mean they're gone?
I don't know, it's not here, Derek. The plugs are gone.
Wait a minute. Cage. Cage.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Where are the plugs?
I had a dream 3 weeks ago. It was about this woman singing to a Congo beat and some trumpets. And I woke up and I went, I'm going to steal Breaking Bad Jack's plugs.
You bastard. You give those back right
Come
now.
Oh, man.
You have my MP3, I have your plugs, baby.
All right, Phil, get the MP3 out.
All right.
Get the MP3 out. Okay. Here. All right.
Thank you.
Then where's the plugs?
Oh, I'm sorry. She's gone.
Who is she?
What are you talking about?
Give me those plugs.
I don't have your plugs. She took off. I begged and pleaded. I said, look, lady, I just want to scare them a little bit. And she's like, Cage, but I'm leaving. So she left me. I tried. I'm sorry.
I don't know what you are talking about.
What are we going to do? No plugs?
Your plug girl.
We don't have
left.
The plug girl. Oh, that
chick. She took her Congo drum and her trumpet, and she took off.
It's because you stole it.
And she was a dream.
Right, but I woke up from the dream, and that's what gave me the idea. You see, the groovy idea, bro.
Maybe she was kidnapped by Nap-Nap.
All right, whatever. No plugs, whatever.
Yeah, it's a thing in a dream. It's made of napkins. It's got lipstick.
God, you're right. Good. This November 2013, my new film called The Frozen Ground, based on a true story about an Alaskan state trooper, that's me, Jack Alcombe, who partners with a young woman who escapes the clutches of a groovy serial killer, Robert Hansen, to bring the bro to justice. It's based on actual events.
All right. Well, Internet, go out and see that. I guess I'll improvise then. Hey. Let's just go ahead
what
and... What is what?
What is what? That
now, hold on. What is what outside?
No, seriously, guys. Really, I'm being a true blue bro in the grooviest sense of the word. Groovy-ass. I can't make out that plate. It looks like they're coming this way. Do you see that car over there, straight ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like it's coming this way.
Looks like it's coming this way.
Doesn't it? Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Calm me down. Because I've already exhausted the ABCs. If you guys could just both get out of the car, lock the door behind you, and check out what that car is doing while I calm down.
No way. All right. I'm not going to lock the door behind me.
No, listen. This is the only way to keep me safe.
Phil Allen, pick a name.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Phil, pick a name. Now listen.
All right.
Let's just... Okay. Look.
You could always pick your nose... And you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, what?
He's going crazy. Uh-huh. All right, let's just go out. Baby, let's just try to make him a little more comfortable. Go check out what that car is doing. We'll come right back. Baby, we'll do the plugs and we'll finish the show. Okay?
All right.
You want to do that?
Yeah, okay. Anything to get away from.
All right, Nick?
Yeah.
Listen, why don't you cool off? We're going to go check out what's going on with the car, okay?
God, yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I really appreciate that a lot. Uh-huh. All right. That's right. That's right. Who's making moves now, huh? Who's making moves now? Who's making those moves now? Who's making those moves now? That's right. Looks like I just stole the show. Looks like I just broke the chick. Yeah! 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 Yeah!